Welcome back, my dears. I hope, however, the time was spent was nurturing in some way. As I mentioned before, we'll just move right into the sit. So I'm going to ask you again to close your eyes. Resting your attention in the body. If it's helpful, again, noticing where your feet are, connecting with the earth. Noticing what your sit bones are resting upon. As we take our seats here as daughters of the Buddha, sitting in circles, as I believe women have always done, maybe not quite like this form, but nevertheless, the spirit is absolutely the same. And again, just letting, it's helpful with your eyes closed, just imagining this circle of beautiful women, beautiful hearts. In your place in the circle. I always either have us in a meadow of wildflowers or at night around a bonfire. And just letting yourself, if it's helpful, just drop into the circle, the sangha that's been running for well over 20 years and now online for four in this form. And for the anchor, I'm going to invite us to stay with the mindfulness of the breath, or to stay with the mindfulness of the breathing, echoing a little of what we did in that arriving sit. So, in the beginning, again, if it's helpful, taking breathing in through the nose for maybe a count of five or six, and then exhaling for a count of maybe seven or eight. Again, through the nose and then exhaling through the mouth. Just again, lightly, like we're blowing out some candles. And the invitation to do this in part is just an invitation to help settle the body. Always a helpful thing to do before a sit. Can help regulate the nervous system, even just a little. As we all know, it's very hard to sit when the nervous system is dysregulated. And this sort of breathing in through the nose, count again, five to seven, exhaling through the mouth a little bit longer, just helps reset the system. And then when it feels appropriate, just allow your breath to just take its normal course without forcing it or influencing it in any way. But allowing the attention to rest on this movement of inhaling and exhaling, this aliveness of breathing in, breathing out, sort of following what we did last week. The sort of undulation of air that comes out and air that comes in and air that goes out. The mind will do what it does, telling stories or complaining or playing, replaying conversations, making plans, all the things the mind does. Okay. If we keep inviting the attention back, like, hey, check this out. What is on the half breath in and then on the exhale? Again, and allowing the attention to rest on the subtlety of the movements of the body being breathed, on this body breathing. We can play with the breath, with it inhaled and exhales and all that, but it's a motion, life-giving motion the body does all by itself. And again, an invitation, like, can we stay curious? Can we be interested in this movement of the body? Again, a life-giving movement, which often we don't think that much about. But allowing this to be the anchor of our sit. This pulsing, breathing aliveness of this body in the very early days of spring. Please remember there's no such thing as a bad sit. We come, we take our seats, and we see how it is. And we endeavor to meet ourselves with as much kindness, generosity, curiosity as possible. And please feel my gratitude that we have this opportunity to sit together today. right, my dears. I hope that sit was restorative in some way. Sometimes sits are good, and sometimes they are good in challenging ways. So, just again, delighted that we can be here together. And I wanted to start off with a poem from Billy Collins today. If ever there were a spring day so perfect, so uplifted by a warm, intermittent breeze that it made you want to throw open all the windows in the house and unlatch the door to the canary's cage, indeed, rip that little door from its jamb. A day when the cool brick paths in the garden, bursting with peonies, seemed so etched in sunlight that you felt like taking a hammer to the glass paperweight on the living room table, in the living room end table, releasing the inhabitants from the snow-covered cottage so they could walk out, holding hands and squinting into this larger dome of blue and white. Well, today is just that kind of a day. And that might actually be how it is where you live, and it might not actually be how it is. However, something to play with is sort of how do we keep cultivating that sense internally, reaching for a line about even in the, I was going to butcher it, so I'll let it go. But one of my nephews had said, "It's always 70, it's always 75 and sunny in my mind," which I adore him for saying. But this notion, just to kind of pause it, there might not be days like that right away or even today, but as an aspirational quality to lean into, what if it were? The day is so bright that you want to take a hammer to the snow globe. So great. So wanting to sort of set the tone, both how spring can be both the reality out in the world, little flowers starting to bud, leaves on the trees starting to bud, and then also cultivating our inner sense of spring from Wu Men Hukai. 10,000 flowers in spring, the moon in autumn, a cool breeze in summer, snow in winter. If your mind isn't clouded by unnecessary things, this is the best season of your life. So again, week after week in these practices, we talk about how do we work with the mind, how do we find those pockets of steadiness, those pockets of availability, that this could be the best season, knowing the storms are going to come and the mind storms of getting caught in whatever we get caught in. I'm sort of planting these seeds of aspirational qualities of what we can lean into. And spring is kind of a nice time, the beginnings of spring, a nice time to talk about the planting of seeds. Yeah. And to be thinking about, well, we'll stay with this. If we were, as I we've talked a lot, certainly last fall, and the paramis, the heart qualities, specifically with the Brahma Viharas, loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, equanimity. These are foundational qualities of the divine abiding. And when the heart resides in these places, we're in the heavenly realm. Yeah, there's so much ease, openness, a steadiness of mind that comes with abiding in those heart qualities, right? As we explore the paramis with a beautiful book by Ajahn Suchito, called The Paramis, adding into those four, or in addition to those four, the Brahma Viharas, places of abiding. There's, I'm going to do it a little bit out of order, but sila, integrity, generosity, wise effort, truthfulness, patience, the wise resolve, wise effort, wise use of our energies, yeah, wisdom. I think that's a lot of them. But these different qualities that some of us naturally exude, some of us want to call in more of. But I think it can be important in these changes of seasons to really be somewhat intentional. Okay, what am I planting this season? Winter brought in sort of the darkness, the cozying in, the turning inward. Okay, now we're starting to come out a little bit into spring. And I'm aware spring is lands in different places in different parts of the country. So it's both metaphorical, right? But for me, this tending the garden of the heart, and what do we really want to be planting? So I'm going to kind of let that linger as I move on to other roads, but just allowing yourself to kind of consider these different heart qualities of where is it easiest to abide? Yeah, like if you were to plant your perfect garden, what would these flowers be blooming of these different heart qualities? And there are others too, of course. right? Forgiveness or humor or whatever else there may be, to be able to give some time in this early stage of this new season to what are we really tending? What are we paying attention to, right? What are we calling in? This poem, The Earth Says, by Larry Butler. This is a long one, so just naming that. The earth says, keep still, stay put and listen to the roar of silence. Hold on and root deep for treasure. Feel the sap rising through your bones. Wait and see what happens. The river says, keep flowing into the locks, swirling and swelling and swishing. Keep floating down and down and down, falling and carving the mountains down to the beautiful sea. The trees say, keep rooting, rooting and rising into the sky, spreading out your arms to embrace everything. Breathe deep, deeper with each falling leaf, gather fruit and nuts for winter. The sky says, keep looking. Sniff the air and notice the small changes moment by moment, breath by breath, cloud by cloud, watching your thoughts float by. The birds say, keep singing. Sing from your heart. Fly from branch to branch. Stay curious. Stay light. Start fresh. Each year with a new nest. Then be patient and sit on your eggs till they hatch. The sun says, keep smiling. Smiling at your reflection on still water from dawn to dusk. Go outside to play with light and shadow into the day's long dazzling leap through thin air. The compost heap says, keep rotting, decomposing, turning, burning, digest everything that comes your way. Keep returning to the earth, and the earth returns tenfold to you. The earth says, keep still, stay put, wait, and see what happens next. And I love this beautiful kind of pacing through the different ways that communications from the world, the natural world that is around us. And last week, we sort of played around in the terrain of the equanimity, that notion of see what happens, stay steady, and see what happens next. Being able to see what happens next does require a certain amount of presence to be able to notice, yeah, to be able to slow down enough to see, oh, this is what's happening, to have that stillness, to be able to pause, particularly when the mind can get so busy or the body is so agitated. But this way of identifying again with the natural world, which is certainly one of the themes of today. The earth says, keep still, and the river says, keep flowing. The trees say, keep rooting and reaching. Yeah. And actually, if your game, well, I'm going to kind of go back over that a little bit. And I want to invite each of us as I name this to kind of see if you can get a visceral sense. The earth says, keep still. So letting yourself drop into, or imagine into, call into a sense of stillness. This earth element, yeah, bones resting on bones, the relative stillness of the bones. Can you let yourself rest for a moment or two here in this relative stillness? The earth says, keep still, stay put, listen to the roar of silence. And just allowing whatever comes to come. There may be an adverse reaction. There may be a restlessness. Okay, this is just a planting of the seed of what if we just in this moment just allow ourselves to be still. Some might be like, oh, yes. Some might be like, no. Okay. And so it's just an investigation. Is heeding the call of the earth that says, stay still, is that good medicine right now? Maybe, maybe not. The river says, keep flowing, swirling and swelling and swishing, keep floating down and down, falling and carving. So again, letting yourself identify, feel into the fluidity of the water element. It's in the eyes, it's in the mouth. Imagining the blood and all the fluids in the body. Aligning ourselves with the energy of the river, of the stream, of the creek. It's flowing and swirling and swishing. It's moving. The river says, keep flowing. And allow yourself to try this on. Is this invitation of the river to keep flowing, is that a good medicine today? A sense of allowing yourself to be in the flow with whatever's happening. Echoing from last week, putting down the fight. Yeah. Can you allow yourself to abide in this flowing? That each day unfolds. The trees say, keep rooting. Imagining the roots coming from the bottom of your feet into that loamy soil, rooting to the earth. Feeling into the community of other trees. Yeah. And then reaching, what would it be like in your mind's eye to imagine reaching your arms out to embrace everything? The sky says, keep looking. Right? That view of the equanimity, the 10,000, 30,000 foot view. A sense of spaciousness that calls in that space element. Keep looking. The sun says, keep smiling. Can you allow the playful smile? Curve your mouth, curve the lips. You allow the smile to come into your eyes. Keep smiling. And the compost heap full of the heat says, keep turning and burning and digest everything. That sense again from last week, the obstacle is the way. What's in the way of the path is the path itself. How do we metabolize, alchemize what comes? And to play with this image, if it's helpful, the feet are rooted in the deep, loamy soil, the arms are reaching out, the sun says, keep smiling. The sense of aligning ourselves with the stillness of the earth, the fluidity of the water element. Can you let yourself feel this alive? Identifying with the tree, with the sun, the water, the earth, the compost heap. These different doorways into allowing ourselves to be present and allowing, more importantly, perhaps, to feel our sense of identity, our connection to the natural world. Yeah, and particularly as things are changing in spring, allowing ourselves to feel into whatever the changes may be happening in our lives. Yeah. So to that end, I'm going to share a little bit from John O'Donohue's To Bless the Space Between Us. All thresholds. Within the grip of winter, it's almost impossible to imagine the spring. The gray parish landscape is shorn of color. Yet beneath the surface of winter, the miracle of spring is already preparing, is already in preparation. The cold is relenting. Seeds are waking up. Colors are beginning to imagine how they will return. And then, imperceptibly, somewhere one bud opens. And the symphony of renewal is no longer reversible. From the black heart of winter, a miraculous breathing plenitude of color emerges. The beauty of nature insists on taking its time. Everything is prepared, nothing is rushed. Change arrives in nature when time is ripened. There are no jagged transitions or crude discontinuities. This accounts for the sureness with which one season succeeds another. It is as though they were moving forward in a rhythm set into a continuum. To change is one of the great dreams of every heart. To change the limitations, the sameness, the banality, or pain. So often we look back on patterns of behavior, the kind of decisions we make repeatedly, that have failed to serve us well, and we aim for a new and more successful pathway of living. At any time, we may ask ourselves, at what threshold am I now standing? At what time of life am I now leaving? What am I about to enter? What is preventing me from crossing my next threshold? What gift would enable me to do it? A threshold is not simply a boundary, it is a frontier that divides two territories, rhythms, and atmospheres. Indeed, it is a lovely testimony to the fullness and integrity of an experience or stage of life that intensities towards the end into a frontier that cannot be crossed without the heart being passionately engaged and woken up. So again, talk is more sort of different meditations as we go along. If we allow ourselves to kind of go back just for a moment to feel into, if it worked, the invitations of that poem of being rooted and reaching the smile of the sun, the invitation of the water to flow, swirling and swishing, the invitation of the earth to be still. And if we allow ourselves to land here with these different connections to the natural world, rooted, grounded, flowing space, smile. And I'm going to offer kind of both images of this threshold that John O'Donohue writes so beautifully. And this notion of the garden of spring, so whichever image is more resonant for you in this moment. If you were to be planting the garden of your life, of this season, and we can mean season of this particular season of spring, it can be this particular season of your life in a larger arc. What seeds are you planting? What blooms do you want to see? And maybe stay here with this image for a moment. And as I mentioned before, maybe these qualities of the heart, it may be any values that ring true to the heart on this day. Right, often in different stages of our life, different qualities. We need different qualities to anchor in, or call in different pillars that can help guide us. Fortitude, courage, fearlessness, softness, again, humor, beauty, you know, just sort of allowing the, casting a wide net of gathering of qualities of the heart, of the mind, of the spirit that you would like to plant in your garden. And allowing yourself to take some time on this, on the imagining the planter box that has the soil that's been tended just so full of nutrients. Welcoming these seeds. And if it fits, if it resonates, to really allow yourself to sort of plant a seed, see what happens, cover it. We'll have water available to really tend to this garden. This intentional planting of aspirations, of qualities that will help guide us, nurture us, anchor us in this particular season that we find ourselves in. And then imagining the magic wand that can come and sort of fast forward the vision of this garden to see it in its fullness, allowing yourself to see the blooms of these seeds. What flowers have they become? How has this garden of the heart opened up into a riot of colors, fragrances, perhaps? And just allowing yourself to take this in, this beautiful garden of the heart. These flowers, these fruits, whatever has blossomed. So if you'll stay with me in this bit of an elongated guided meditation, imagine taking a few of these flowers to create the bouquet. The garden has plenty, and the flowers offer themselves to you, or whatever has blossomed, whatever has grown, and to imagine gathering these beautiful flowers, plants, into a bouquet. And here's where I want to bring in that image of the threshold that John O'Donohue wrote about, that some of us may be on very dramatic thresholds of our life, changing jobs, changing houses, changing relationships. But every day brings different sorts of thresholds. Yeah, different choices that we make, who we spend time with, the ways that we commit to work, to our kids, to our other family members, to ourselves. Every morning, right? These different rituals of how we wake, how we go to bed, how we begin a meal, these are different thresholds. So whatever thresholds you find yourself now in this 21st day of March, and I just invite you kind of to take stock. What's serving you? What are you stepping into? And can you imagine holding this bouquet of flowers, the blooms, the fruits of your heart's seeds, so to speak, can come with you through this threshold of change, whether it's capital C change or little C change, that these qualities of friendliness, of compassion, of truthfulness, of patience, equanimity, humor, lion-heartedness, whatever they may be, have manifested in this beautiful garden that's now a bouquet in your arms. That can serve you to meet whatever is coming, whatever you're moving towards, whatever you are leaving behind. And to imagine, if it's helpful, it's of walking through, crossing through this threshold, that you have left behind that which does not serve you. You are holding a bouquet of things that certainly will serve you. And just notice how the body feels. And it may be imagining how the body feels, stepping through, feeling the infusion, the strength of these heart qualities that you've tended. Not quite as armor, but a protection for sure. To allow yourself to feel the protection of that which has blossomed, that which you have tended. that which is innately you. If you allow yourself to receive the gifts of this garden as truths of your own heart's strength and goodness, how does it feel in the body? Oh, yeah, this is me. These qualities. Noticing how it might feel in the face, in the jaw, in the chest, in the belly, through the core of the body, the legs, in the back body. And that with each successive threshold, which will come, morning, meals, evening, larger transitions, this bouquet of qualities is always available. This way of being in the world is always available. Because this is the aliveness of your heart. This is the wisdom and expression of your heart. So I'm going to stop here. Thank you so much for your kind attention.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.